والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس ونزل الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. I must respect the blessed brothers. In Jannah, there are 8 doors. And one of the doors in Jannah is called Babu Bayyan. Babu Bayyan means refresh, freshness all the time. And those people who kept fast, whether it's Nafil fast, there's so many significance for fasting, a lot of significance. All great significance. But this one significance, this is, when a person keeps fast, he will enter in the door of Babu Bayyan. At that door is how a person, if you only know how you can appreciate fast. This fasting ibadat is something, if you can only appreciate it, how great this ibadat is. When your person needs water, he needs water and he's very thirsty and does not get water, and in the end when he's very thirsty he gets water, what happens to him? The joy that he gets at that time is beyond comprehension. You cannot talk about it. It's just that he wants that water so much. So that's how it is with a person who is keeping fast. He does not understand that the reason Allah Ta'ala has given us this appreciation, that at that time you come to delight the whole day, a person kept away from fast, kept away from water. You can keep away from food, you cannot keep away from water. You can keep away from food, you know. Whole day you are keeping rather fast, and you're making sure that you have the means of drinking the water, you do not drink it. That one drop of drinking, sabab. And that week can observe in the month of sabab. Now would that on and on, the whole day you keep. And the time when it comes to iftar, at that time when you look at that water, your mouth becomes watered. And at that time you look in that water and Allah Ta'ala is looking at you too. Allah Ta'ala smiled at them. That the whole day he had the means of doing the wrongs, but he did not do it. What made him not do it? It is the love of Allah. The love of Allah. No one looking at him. He can go in one corner and drink the water. But yet he appreciates this thing is from Allah Ta'ala. I am the mehman of Allah. That's what they say, you know, everything in the month of Ramadan is mehman of Allah. Yet you do everything, you will not go near that water. But the time when you drink that water, that it goes down the throat. Once it goes down the throat, Nabi Karim Sam said that dua. The moment the water goes down the throat, veins of all God will refresh. You do not even realize that the refreshment that you get at that. That's how that person, when he enters the Jannah door, the refreshment that you get, the feeling that inside him is something that you cannot express. As you cannot express yourself in the time you're so thirsty and you drink that water, you do not even think that time. You know, I do not imagine that time that the water is filled up, I told you. Did you even appreciate that? Appreciate the time you drank that water, how much it went so soothed everything, it removed every thirst of yours. And you know, did you take chukha for chukha for that? Straight away that thirst is gone. Yet you find people, you know, they say, you know, a person, one Buzuk, he told a Buzuk that, you know, when Jannah He cried to Allah Ta'ala that Allah fill me up. I'm still empty. Allah Ta'ala will fill him. Jahannam will ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you told me, you promised, you fill me. Allah Ta'ala will fill Jannah. With a creation that you go into Jannah. So the Thani Rahmatullah Ali asked the star, how nice of you in that time. He said, you do not understand what they know of Jannah. What do they know of Jannah? Jannah are we going to appreciate, inshaAllah. The time when you're going through this condition of this kind, then you come to know that how much you will appreciate Jannah. Now that new creation that came there, what they know of taklif? What they know of grief? When we go there, then inshaAllah, Khudaqad Allah must give Jannah without reckoning. Without reckoning, Allah must give it. At that time, you see, when you enter in Jannah, the feeling that you get at that time is beyond, you cannot talk about it, because you know what it is. Like a person, no matter how much of taklif he goes in this world, but when he enters the Jannah, the taklif is gone. He been asked, what happened? He said, I don't know about the taklif you're talking about too. In a world, whatever taklif I went through, I don't know about it too. That's how Allah Ta'ala makes it. Like a kafir, he enjoys the world so much. When he goes near the kabr, the Jahannam, at that time, he feels this much that I've never had any good time in the world too. So likewise, the person in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala in Jannah, he forgets all his grief before. Allah Ta'ala removes everything for him. The happiness that he gets is unreal. Then you find people don't keep fast. Yet you find that those who don't keep fast, they force come to eat the iftar. What they know the enjoyment of iftar? Iftar is those people who kept fast. And the whole day they were, you know, just to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. They kept away from eating and drinking and all the wrongs. When they eat in that, it's something beyond. Just to tell you that how important it is that his father Allah has brought about for us. We only eating enjoyment. Those people who are great people, their souls are enjoying it. They're feeling something else in them. They're feeling something else. They may eat very little, but the food inside is so strong. The soul is becoming some other things. Only can ask that person going to them. And those as well. And those who are eating fat also, they're also enjoying it too. The feeling is there. But the true feeling is for those people, the soul that enjoys. So how important it is this part Allah Ta'ala brought about in us. And all this is only for him. That must remember, it's only for him. And he will decide to give the reward. How much you must understand that Allah wants to give the reward, how much you must learn to give it. And you must know this 10 days gone, rahmat is gone, maghfirat is going away too. And sad to say, maghfirat going away too, now what's the meaning of that? Another maghfirat is going away too, what have you done? Because remember, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made curse 3 times. 3 times of people Nabi Karim were cursed. Now too you cannot put yourself right. When would you put yourself right? And he said, please, what is that person? When he takes my name, it is not really Guru Ram. Actually, Guru Sharifan. Who takes my name and they're not his root. Allah's curse in that person. Do not take it as a small thing. We do not take it seriously. The great saints, they take it very seriously, Allah's curse. Because Nabi Karim's curse is the curse of Allah. Nabi Karim's dua is the dua of Allah. Everything that Allah does is Nabi Karim that does. So just imagine that person, Allah, in the name of Nabi Karim is taken place, not in durood, Allah's curse in that person. Second, in that person, in the day of Ramadan, both passed and he did not make maghfirah of the guna. He did not make toba of his sins. Most unfortunate that person, the month of Ramadan comes, and in the month of Ramadan, he doesn't make toba for his sins. We've got this few days to remember, my dear friends, to make toba. Appreciate the few days, because you do not know that these days are that, the curse is serious. People think that curse, this is not the curse of people. It's not the curse of people.
because of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. And you must remember, it takes effect, but you don't know how it takes effect. It takes effect of iman. It takes effect. What is taking the iman slowly, gradually, the person with cancer gets slowly attending that, you know, the disease coming. That's how the disease coming to a person all the time, slowly. Many a time a person passes away without iman, does not realize the thing that the time of passing away, that's the time he lost his iman. He lost his iman not long before that. Allahumma Rabbi Father. We're not taking that seriously, what this one, this cursed Nabi said, that that person, in the month of Ramadan comes, and he does not make tawbah, but ask for forgiveness. When can he ask for forgiveness? When he cannot make forgiveness, ask in the month of Ramadan. Make tawbah istighfar. From now you'll take that one, Nabi Kassir, one of the advice that make istighfar all the time. Istighfar all the time. Tawbah istighfar. And the third one is this normal thing that you see today, that how we are with our parents. I don't have to tell you, it's a thing that you remember. That person who has his parents with him present and does not ask for forgiveness before the month of Ramadan ends. Allah's curse like this. Allah's curse. Yet you find so many people in this world who show so much of disrespect to parents. In the month of Ramadan, they not even can be in contact with the mothers and fathers. They live alone because they have so bad relation with them. Remember one thing. Allah Ta'ala wa qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidayni. First thing he said, make my ibadah, worship me. But the next thing what he said, be good to your parents. Be good to your parents. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father was a fire worshipper. Ya abati lima ta'budu ma la yasma wa la yuhayyi shay'an. How nicely, how beautifully, how so much of respect he spoke. That was a fire worshipper. Yet he spoke to his father in the most beautiful manner, most respectful manner. We got our people, we got our parents. How much of respect that you must show with them, how much kindness to them. We must not even walk in front of them too. Leave alone them to not walk in front of the shadow too. That's too far. That's too far. You not even look at the, you have, do not look at the face of the parents too. Look, look down. That's why they say, you know, if you kiss the mother's, if you kiss the mother's forehead, you kiss the husband, your husband. You kiss the mother. All those people who run but no mothers today, they are crying. The doors of duas, they want for them. When a mother's dua comes, when a mother passes away, one dua door is closed. The father falls, two doors will close, duas closed. All this what you are seeing in your life today, really good that's happening to you, is all the dua of parents. Yet you cannot go in and see them and make them take the duas. Because today Allah gave you everything the best of the world, not the akhirat. And you've taken the world to be so important that now that the same mother, you know, the time when you gave one kick in the stomach, she went, ah, whole night she stayed awake. She made sure that she looked after you. She made sure that she overlooked all her rest. Her comfort and all, she made sure. Today you are in this position that because Allah gave you this money, this world, you have forgotten that old lady. And won't forget one incident, you know. A mother was burnt with. When she was burnt, it burned not, but the mark would remain there. And the mother looked at the son like gold. And one day the son told the mother, I'm getting some friends coming. Mother is mother. Remember one thing, mother is mother. Wife is something else. My husband would say, you know, wife, when you come from journey, she said, what you brought for me? But when you come from journey, the mother would say, oh, did you eat food or not? And if she got the last plate for her, she'll give you that plate too. That is a mother that today we do not appreciate, who cried and lived in a life of misery sometimes, whole day, they had nothing, no money, nothing, but they had love, that love. The love that they had today that you enjoyed. That person making tawaf and putting his mother on his head and crying and carrying on making tawaf, one person asks you, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to fulfill the right of my mother. He said, that kick that she gave you, the time you gave her, the time in her stomach, you cannot fulfill that right. And remember one thing, I'm telling you all this now, but the balance between wife and husband, mother too. Now you heard this thing now, then, oh, we'll go overboard and on. The right of wife is important, the right of mother is important too. Everyone rights is important, because remember one thing, that wife left her life for you. She gave you her life. She left all her friends. She loved her parents. She left everyone, divorced everyone for you. How much you must take care of them? But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person was going to complain about his own affairs. The time he saw Umar was having some misunderstanding. He asked him, do you know something? That wife of yours is washing your clothing for you. She's cooking your food for you, looking after children, looking at the whole thing. How much you must overlook the shortcomings. So this month of Ramadan is so important. It's so important to remember. We got 2 days. Allah gave us 2 days. Appreciate these days. Rahmat is gone. Maghfirat is going away. Now save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Save your neck from that. In other words, now you still got the opportunity of taking advantage of these 2 days that you make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is waiting now when you make tawbah. So in this month of Ramadan, these 3 things are so important. You may be reading Quran the whole day. You may be doing fast the whole day. But you cannot talk to your mother nicely. You cannot talk to your wife nicely. You cannot talk to one another Muslim nicely. Everything has to come in between the Quran, the Barakah. Then especially we got the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala brought about the itikaf. Itikaf is a very great ibadah. Very great ibadah. We all cannot sit in the itikaf, but whenever we come to the masjid, make the intent of itikaf. Whenever we come to the masjid, we are going to make intent, Ya Allah, I'm making itikaf near. When you come with that intent, will you talk to anyone? You waste your time. How nice Allah Ta'ala made it that everyone cannot sit in the itikaf, but every time you come to the masjid, make the intention of coming with the intention of itikaf. When you come with the intention of itikaf, then you come to realize who's mehman you are. Who's mehman you are? How many of us when you come to the masjid making an intention of itikaf? No one at all. Free Allah Ta'ala is your reward. Come with the intention of itikaf, when you come to the masjid, when you come with that intention, immediately you come to realize you'll be focused that I'm now Allah's mehman. It reminds you of Allah. That person who sits in the itikaf, he sleeps the whole day, he reads 5 times namaz, one. He don't even Quran too. But he reads a 5 times namaz and just sleep there, he goes to the sawab of Rekullah. I'm not saying he will do that. Just to tell you, he's rather speaking unnecessary or futile talks. If he sits at one place and says, I'm sleeping all day, but I'm reading my 5 times namaz and jamaat, he's getting the sawab of itikaf. So very important itikaf is, what's the meaning of itikaf? Itikaf means that I've not become Allah's mehman. And I'm going to beg for mercy and I'm not going to leave till you forgive me. That person, if you only know, is sitting at the car with me, Allah, I'm not leaving this door till you forgive me. And then your relation with Allah will be of that kind too. That every moment you tell, you keep him happy, I did my duty, Allah. How I'm supposed to stay, I did not stay like that. Anyone would do that would say, namaz will leave to say, Ya Allah, I did not read namaz how you wanted me to read namaz. I did not stay in itikaf how you wanted me to stay in itikaf. But you have not your mercy, accept that. So this is how it's supposed to be, that in the month of Ramadan, Allah has given the door to open to everything. We are the one now to steal as much as possible. We steal the wrong things. There's 2 days left now. Open the Quran, read the Quran, istighfar, Allah forgive you. Be kind to people. Humble yourself. Inna Allah la yuhibbul mustakbirin. Allah Ta'ala hates that person who tries. What the pride you got for? What the pride will tell you? Where the pride that you have in you? What have you got in you? Whatever you got, piety, what Allah gave the piety. Whatever money you got, Allah gave the money. Whatever health you can, Allah gave the health. Tomorrow Allah will take away what happened to you. In front of our eyes, we see so many people have done so many things. Allah has taken away. Our eyes not open. فَاتَّبِنُوا يَا عُلَّهُ صَوْرِ. Month of Ramadan will go. Will you get another Ramadan? Did you ever think like that? In front of us, young people passing. Yesterday, when young people passed away, 35 years or 38 years old, in the eyes of Allah, I decided to take away. So what are we supposed to do? If you cannot appreciate, even someone else can appreciate the month of Ramadan. Still you find people smoking out in front of everyone. Still you find people drinking water in front of everyone. Still you find people being working. Is that appreciation? Yet the same people come forth and sit in the iftar. What enjoyment will they get? Enjoyment is only we Allah must receive for them.
Allah must accept them. You must not look down at people. If a person not keep fast, you must feel pity for him. You know how the person is. He's supposed to keep fast, why not keep fast? Feel sorry for him. That's why they say, we see a person committing a sin. Do not look down at him, but feel pity. Ya Allah, keeping me away from the sin, keep him away from sin also. So Ramadan is something is beyond. The only way you can bring Ramadan in is to bring your life in Ramadan. That whatever you spend the time, how you spend Ramadan, keeping away from sins, being good to everyone, kind to everyone, that is supposed to be after Ramadan. That is, we call it the sign of a person's ibadah being accepted in Ramadan. May dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala amal kari tawfiq nasibah. Dear parents, another thing very important. We are not taking advantage. We are not greedy. You will still find after Jummah namaz, they got time to read sunnah. They got time to nafil. They leave the students, they run away. Why this sunnah and nafil become dear friends? I will help you. You won't know the value now. In the day of Qiyamah, when a person crying for, you know, for these good deeds, that time Allah Ta'ala will say, look, you write the nafil namaz. You write the sunnah namaz. For that barakat, I'm giving forgiveness. So let us appreciate the day of Ramadan. Allah.